Susan Brown, nutritionist here again today. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We've missed you, Susan.
Oh, I miss you too.
We have to make it a monthly thing. Make sure you come in.
It's been too long now.
Our monthly visit.
Oh, which, God.
It doesn't even feel like Tuesday today.
No,
it's not. It's not. Oh, okay.
So here's what's happening. I know this time of the year, a lot of people get mixed information from friends mostly and from their family mostly. Mm-hmm. But rarely do they speak with a professional about what a flu shot is really doing for them. And I know that you have very valuable information when it comes down to this.
Yeah.
Who should I be listening to when it comes down? My friends say, don't do it. You're going to get sick.
Well, I think each person is different, but you see it. I've seen it. I passed 3 drugstores on my way here, and everyone has that sign out
sign.
Says, flu shots here.
The vaccine.
Yeah. Little dollar signs around it.
Right.
Well, did I say that? Actually.
I didn't say that. Yeah.
I actually know you are right, though.
Yeah. That's
they
what
are.
It's about. Wow. And
they're trying to make it look like S's, but
so
they're dollar signs.
So you really think this is just about money?
I got to tell you, I'm going to walk a fine line here.
I'll walk it.
I'm going to walk
Let's
that line.
Let's get edgy.
Come on.
I really think that you need to do your own research. I really do believe, go online. There's a couple organizations. One is New York State Vaccine Information. It's like NY.
No, we're not talking about WebMD. We're not saying diagnose yourself.
No. These are not charity, but not-for-profit organizations, and they believe in, well, they're there because they believe in not doing vaccinations.
Okay.
But they also believe it's an individual's right to choose.
Okay.
That
okay.
people should not be forced to do it. And they do provide a lot of the information out there so that each individual can make their own intelligent decision. Personally, I cannot imagine a situation, even with Ebola, where I would do the vaccine. They are pushing this vaccination. I know we're talking about flu shots.
No, I know.
But
I mean,
vaccines
this is good,
are vaccinations are vaccinations. Yeah. They are pushing that through so quickly that we won't be the beta testers. Whoever decides to do that first will be alpha testers. You know,
okay.
That means they're going to be getting whatever side effects and repercussions around that vaccination. We'll be learning from them.
Mm-hmm. Intelligent decisions is something that you said, which I feel like we are not great at doing. And I don't mean Dana and I. I just mean as a culture, we don't really think things through anymore. Yeah.
We give up our power. We really do.
Absolutely.
Whether no matter who it is, any healthcare professional or I guess New Orleans comes to mind, where people were waiting during the terrible hurricane for someone to rescue them. Mm-hmm. And it's like, take control. You own it. Keep your power.
That's awesome.
We're
going to
dig into this in a moment. Yeah. As you can tell, there's a lot of information that we're able to offer here. Of course, anytime Susan Brown, nutritionist, comes in, we're able to take a few calls as well. So if you want to give us a shout, 476-1009. You don't mind talking with our friends, do you?
Absolutely not. I love it.
Cool. Facebook, we're going to post up some information.
Yes, we will.
The conversation is about the flu shot. And, you know, with all of the different perspectives coming from this.
Yeah.
And based on what you're hearing from your friends, your family, your doctors, at the end of the day, you're going to make an intelligent decision about who to trust.
Yeah.
But we're going to give you some information that might affect your judgment.
Jake and Dana.
And one thing to keep in mind, except for something exotic like Ebola, we have these bacteria and viruses already in us.
Yeah.
And there's a stressor that occurs, and our bodies follow the seasons. And so, like in the fall and the spring, it's detox. It's clean-out time. So your body tends to bring up these colds and flus so that the immune system can deal with
them. You know, I don't do a flu shot. I don't do a flu shot because I remember doing a flu shot a long time ago and I got sick right after. I got the flu. And it was like a year later, I was pregnant and I went to go see my OBGYN and he says, you're getting a flu shot. And I go, no. He says, well, give me one reason why. I mean, he came at me and I go, because I get sick right afterwards. And he goes, okay. And that was it. He didn't push it. And I went, I love you.
Well, you're not the only one that's getting pushed when it comes down to that. And we were talking with a few friends earlier, even on Facebook. Jump in on the conversation if you'd like to via 190cat.com. Let's take some calls.
Yeah.
I know people have questions about this, and we want to make sure that they have a chance to talk with Susan Brown, nutritionist. Hello.
Hi. I'm calling to talk about the flu shot.
All right, cool. What's your name?
My name's Nicole.
Nicole, say hi to Susan Brown, nutritionist. She's here now.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I was just calling in to ask if you feel that it's right that, like, the healthcare industry mandates healthcare workers to get the flu shot. I currently work in a nursing home and am finding over the last couple of years they're, you know, making it mandatory unless you have an allergy. And if you don't get the shot, then you wear a mask throughout the flu season. I'm just finding, like, you know, conflicting feelings on getting it, and luckily I have an egg allergy, so I can't, but, you know, they're pushing for the non-egg flu vaccine, which I don't know a lot about other than hasn't been out that long, so I didn't know if maybe you had a little information about the non...
Sure. I, just like with other individuals, I believe it's a person's right to choose whether they want to be injected with flu shot or anything else for that matter, considering the number of toxic ingredients in a flu shot. And as a healthcare worker, you have that same right. I guess the question that comes to mind, if we are so certain as a culture that flu shots and vaccinations work, if you choose to not have a flu shot, why should people who have vaccinations against the flu be concerned? Mm-hmm. So I really don't think, I think wearing a mask would probably be better just to protect yourself.
Yeah.
And I don't like the fact that you do have to wear a mask because that makes you stand out. And I have family members, very close family members that are MDs and nurses. So it's a very personal point for me because they choose not to. And it's interesting because a lot of healthcare workers realize the foibles and realize the problems with vaccinations. And so they choose not mm-hmm. to. They want to not have a flu shot.
What do you think about that?
I think, you know, it does make me stand out as an employee and some of the other ones that have to get it. You know, they talk about protecting our rights and HIPAA and all that, but, you know, walking around my facility where I work, you know, the residents instantly are like, are you sick? What's wrong? And, you know...
They get scared easily, probably, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, and they're scared a little bit of why someone's walking around with a mask on. And I think it kind of... is a dignity issue for them, not that they have to wear it, but that the people around them working with them are wearing it and they might become concerned because of it. Like, I think it's unfair for them because, you know, if they have Alzheimer's and dementia, they might not always understand. And then I become a broken record for 7 months wearing the mask. So it's just, you know, it's disheartening to see that that's where healthcare is going with those types of mandations. And it unfortunately makes me want to try and shift my career because of it, which is sad.
There are a lot of people who are trying. A lot of our clients are in the healthcare field. And it is absolutely a HIPAA issue because you are basically forcing you to make a statement that you've chosen. But I would say please stick with it because the only way to make change is to make the change. And the more... when you have that mask on, you're telling people, I've chosen not to have the vaccine, and it opens the door for conversation. So you can explain to them, jeepers, you know, I choose not to. I'd rather get the flu, and I mean, there's wonderful herbs to deal with flus and colds. It's just...
I love getting the flu.
I expose myself. I mean, people say, well, don't hug me. I've got the flu or a cold. Yeah. And for me, it's like, bring it on.
Thank you so much for calling us. We appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Spinby190cat.com, getvitalhealth.com. That's where you can find more information about Susan Brown, nutritionist, who every now and then stops in here and really just, you help us get back on our feet. And no pun intended, but, you know, with everything happening with flu season, that's really an important thing to keep focused on.
Yeah.
Is good decisions, good healthy decisions.
Yes.
And what you had said earlier, intelligent decisions.
Right. And you have to keep in mind, if you want to strengthen a muscle, you have to work it.
You've got to fight it a little bit, right?
You've got to strengthen your immune system. I really think one of the issues that our children, I mean, it's enterovirus, the D68, I believe, it's the strain. And our young kids are not exposed and they don't have natural immunity like they did even 20 years ago.
Yep.
And I think that's why they're so susceptible. They don't have those little tiny things that you can fight off with vitamin C and echinacea.
Yeah.
They have huge things and their immune systems don't know what to do.
Well, we appreciate you and thank you again so much for stopping by. Getvitalhealth.com. You have any events coming up? Is there things that...
Tonight, actually, we have a movie night. It's a Hungry for Change. We show the movie and then you get to ask questions and drill us with whatever concerns you might have.
Nice.
Where's it happening?
That's good.
It's at Vitality Health Center in Glenville, Scotia. And you can give us, go to our website, there's contact information. And we do ask for a donation of $10, but, you know, we'd rather have you there. It's not about the money. So just
Susan, come on. Thank you so much. Susan Brown, nutritionist.